Hello and welcome to the show. It's the Payments and Cards Network podcast. Today on the show, we have Jacques Soussana. He is the General Secretary of Nexo Standards. Nexo Standards is a Brussels-based non-profit association. They are concerned with creating a global unified acceptance systems for all the payments and cards. A lofty ideal, a very good cause indeed. We go over a number of the specifications and standardizations work they've been working on over the past few years and how they are creating more precise, more secure interoperability between the major trading regions of the world. So if you're a company in X country and you wish to accept payments from Y country, you're able to do so. It's companies like Nexo that are working in between the cracks, behind the scenes, that are allowing this massive boom in global trade and fintech and e-commerce to continue apace. So I hope you enjoyed the show. Okay, welcome to the Payments and Cards Network podcast. Today we have a very special guest. We have Mr. Jacques Soussana, General Secretary to Nexo Standards. Jack, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Lewis. Very welcome to be with you today.
Yes, we're very happy to have put this together. I don't believe yourself or Nexo Standards is quite like any other company or guest we've had on the show. So I think it's going to be a whole new area of discussion for our audience. Jack, why don't you kick us off by basically introducing yourself and telling us what Nexo Standards is?
Sure. My name is Jacques Soussana, as you already mentioned, and I'm the General Secretary of this association since the beginning of this year. Before that, I was working in the payment industry for more than 24 years in different companies. And today, it's my pleasure to present a little bit more about Nexo Standards, which is a non-profit open association whose members represent the full spectrum of payment stakeholders. It really includes merchants, payment acceptors, processors, card schemes, payment services providers, and of course, vendors. We aim really to enable fast, borderless, and global payment acceptance by standardizing the data exchange between all payment acceptance stakeholders. Nexo aims to support all card payment acceptance stakeholders by creating implementation specification and messaging protocols. This all harnesses the power of interoperability potential of the ISO 20022 standard, which are universally applicable and freely available globally. We pride ourselves on being the organization that encompasses all payment stakeholders and removing the barriers faced by each.
Okay, fantastic. That's a strong introduction. Jack, we're going to get into a lot of what you just said, but I often like to find out who the man or the woman is behind the role before we get into it. Now, you're General Secretary to Nexo Standards. What does your job basically entail? What do you do for the company?
I'm basically managing all the day-to-day activities, helping our members, supporting them in order to find the right way to use those standards. I'm also preparing the board meetings, having all the board's decisions to be taken, driving basically the day-to-day association.
Okay, brilliant. And you mentioned a number of standards and important things that Nexo are driving into. Before we unpack some of that, could you just let us know what was the conception of Nexo? Who started it off? Why did those people see a need to do it? What is the history behind the brand?
Sure. So Nexo was established in 2014. Basically, it was formed by merging three historical European card payment specification groups, namely EPAS.org, the OSCAR Consortium, and the CIR SEPAFAS Technical Working Group.
Hey, this is Jonathan from Block Data. FYI, 40% of big companies will invest at least $5 million into blockchain initiatives this year. Block Data helps these companies understand what's going on through market intelligence on the blockchain ecosystem. If you'd like to find out more, just Google Block Data.
All working to create a unified global card payment acceptance ecosystems. So combining our efforts under Nexo, we aim really to unify the ecosystem through developing and maintaining implementation specification and messaging protocols for card payment terminals and other points of integration. This is, of course, all adhering to ISO 20022 standard.
Sorry, this standard, Jack, I know it's really key to what Nexo is doing, what it's pioneering. So we'll look at that in more detail at a moment. I really want you to tell our audience the significance of this ISO standard. But again, before we get there, tell us a little bit about why this work is important. What are the barriers to global card payment acceptance today in the world? Where might your average consumer come up against such a barrier? When does this stuff get real? I'm thinking, for example, when I'm traveling around the world, certain cards don't work in certain places. Maybe when I want to shop on certain websites, I can't use certain cards. Let our consumers know at the day-to-day level, when is this a problem for them and how Nexo can make it better?
Sure. So basically, there is really two major trends creating barriers in today's payments acceptance ecosystem. First one is globalization, and the second one is the digitalization. So globalization, we are all transacting, operating, and trading on increasingly global stage, as you mentioned. But we have different implementations, different interpretations. As a result, expansion across borders remain a complex and pertinent issue for payment stakeholders. You can really have one solution, one implementation working in one place, and as you mentioned, it could be quite difficult to expand it in another one. And it will need more efforts, more development, adaptations, which is absolutely creating barriers in order to expand.
This is where it gets really exciting, of course, when we're able to use these standardization tools to increase innovation, which brings me nicely to our next question. And this is something I think Nexo is pioneering. Tell us a little bit about how Nexo views standards as a strategic tool rather than simply another IT requirement that companies have to overcome.
Sure. So standardization, as you know, offer a huge potential to deliver greater operational efficiency and meet a variety of core business challenges. Just as it has done in the other industry, is not new. Standardization is a tool and something that will really help globally the community and the payment ecosystem to grow up and to benefit on this. Payment acceptance standards enable payment integration to facilitate growth for those looking to set up or acquire in new territories. It frees resources, as I mentioned earlier, from simplify the firefighting with payment integration complexities. So this is really important.
And let's open that up for our listeners. Can you elaborate on some of your standards and how they allow for innovation, how they allow your customers to get ahead of regulation and use it for their own product innovations?
Yeah, so I would start maybe with the what I call the umbrella of the specification, which is named Nexo Implementation Specification. Mm-hmm. So this is the mature and stable umbrella. If you like, Nexo IS is the main specification that most stakeholders will need to be familiar with first. This specification incorporates the other Nexo specifications, such as Nexo FAS, which liaise with all the acquirer, TMS, and retailer protocols. So this is really the starting point, I would say. So if you want, I can go deeper a little bit for the audience about what is different bricks that we developed today. And the first one is Nexo FAST. Mm-hmm. So in really simple words, I would say Nexo FAST describes unambiguously how to develop a financial payment application on the point of interaction. It's really based on EMV chip and PIN technology. So it's nothing invented or reinvented. It's something using what is existing.
And let me hold you up there.
Sure, sure.
You're moving quite fast for us. It's based on what kind of technology? The InVinci?
EMV. It was the EMV chip and PIN technology.
Right, excuse me.
It's really the I would say the from decades the base of all the payment systems and it's really based on that. It's what I say, it's not something new or we invented something. So it's based on the existing technology. So it's really encompassed with all common international and domestic payment application features. And it's something that is more for Europe, but it's also fully compliant with what we call the SEPA cards framework, which is made available by the EPC, the European Payment Council, which enabling a quick plug and play access to the market.
The PCN podcast is brought to you by Payvision. When it comes to payments, Payvision don't mess around. They live and breathe payment processing, from design and integration to delivery and checkout, and everything in between. The dedication to their products shows. That's why they're so happy to support merchants with exactly the kind of payment solutions they're looking for.
Okay. And bring us through to, we're talking about payments. And of course, when we're talking about payments, we're also having a parallel conversation about payment security. Tell us how security fits into your work, because every day we hear about another scandal, another hack. I imagine Nexo is very busy making sure that its specifications are also responsive to this, these growing concerns around payment security. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. You are completely right. So security is one of our core business. Since the beginning, Nexo has set up a dedicated technical working group. So we have security experts. They are coming from our members. They are not, let's say, people that are from security organization. It is really from our members that have their own security experts. And these experts are really working together to analyze the new requirements, to identify the new threats, and really working in advance in order to cover all these security issues for the benefits of the end users. Of course, this working group is producing something which is called the Card Payment Protocol Security Specification. This one explains the security mechanisms to be implemented to secure the Nexo acquirer, TMS, and retailer protocols. So it's not something that, again, that we invent or we decided to use a specific way of doing security. Our security working groups, alongside others and big ones, an example for on as a PCI organization. So we just aim to align with all. Of course, what I'm offering today in a quick introduction to our protocols and specifications, but I recommend really to visiting our website for a more in-depth review. All these documentation, specifications, and protocol can be downloaded for free from our website.
Yes, and we're definitely going to share some links of information to that when this podcast goes out. Talk to us a little bit about the kinds of organizations that you're dealing with directly. You're setting up specifications, working with governmental, semi-governmental bodies to help make the payments ecosystem safer generally, make it more interconnected and fluent generally. But you also consult directly with organizations. Tell us a little bit about what that looks like.
Sure. So just as I mentioned earlier, Nexo Sondar is the only association today to encompass the entire payments ecosystems. So our specification and protocol are developed, used, and advanced by this open forum. This is really an open forum, right? So from the payment scheme and banks right through the retailers and terminal vendors. So everybody is represented there. And bringing together the full ecosystem is no mean feat. So but it's essential in order for us to reach our goal of true standardization and deliver rewards to all. So we are really proud to have many large international companies participating in our organization. But I'm keen to stress the relevancy of Nexo to all players, irrespective of size. Nexo is just an important, is just as important to smaller regional or domestic players who are looking to standardize and effectively manage domestic transaction on smaller point of sales.
And you stress the kind of all-encompassing potential of Nexo. Where are your most important benefactors or constituents currently? I believe Nexo is physically based in Brussels, but are you working specifically with large you mentioned the European Payments Council. Are you working with similar organs elsewhere in the world as well?
Yeah, well, actually, he started, yes. The company is based in Belgium, but it's more now not a European country, but more worldwide. So we have members from the US, we have members from China, we have members from Russia, and they are big players. You know, we have the international schemes to name a few: Visa, Mastercard, Amex, JCB, UnionPay, Diners. We have big retailers like Carrefour, Auchan, Total, Lidl. So people are coming now from all the places. And very recently, we have even companies from India that joined the association. So this is to say that it's really now international. It's not really focusing, let's say, European countries, but really global now. So we are really able and would like to expand even in other continents. Africa, for example, is one of them. They are now moving to ISO 20022 for their financial systems, and it is really a good base for us, as we are also based on ISO 20022 with our standards, to really work together in the future. So this is to say that, again, we started in Europe, that's true, but now we are growing really worldwide.
I think this is very exciting. Let's just expand on that for a moment. Many of our listeners are, in fact, in India, in Nigeria, in South Africa. We have quite an audience there. Speak to them directly. Why is ISO 20022 going to become increasingly important, and why should they reach out to a company like yours to find out more?
It's really important to say that this is the future. So it is completely free. It's managed by an ISO organization, meaning that everybody, every country has a word to say, so they can really influence and add their needs in the standard, which then will be globally applied. So this is key point for the future. It's you are not anymore in a system or in a protocol that is only on your country, and then not it could be, let's say, you can think globally and then act locally.
Yep, I like that. And again, let's push that forward a few years. You see these major developing economies getting standardized, being able to, again, think globally and act and trade locally. Where do you see Nexo standards going in the next 5 years, and how can it help some of these major marketplaces go with it?
Sure. So we are, let's say, an agile organization. So we adapt very easily and very fast to the new trends. And it's important to mention that I presented in, let's say, in a few words what are we producing, the specifications and the protocols. But we are also proposing and working with some test tools providers, really in order to offer the tools that will help them in order to prepare for a certification of their implementation. This is important. So we are not only working on the documents and specifications, but also supporting our members in order to have tools to be used by their QA team, technical teams, in order to prepare for the interoperability and for the certifications. It's really important that when you are talking about 5 years from now, it's to take into account really the new payment means, what is coming. Every day we have new ways of payments, new means, and it's really important that Nexo is also able to take this into account, because it's for the benefits of the end users and, of course, the merchants and the members. But just to mention a few, we have started already what we call internally a mobile acceptance working group, which has experts that are working together in order to see how we can standardize part of the mobile acceptance, which is QR code, identifications, the ways of having this new way of make payments a kind of standardized. We have also now really working on starting to look at the E and M commerce to really identify the gaps with our existing building blocks. And it's something really important, because I think that the market and the end user are really willing to do that. or they need that, and we are really prepared for that. And of course, we are not forgetting about the transit, the loyalty, the instant payments. So all of this is in our radar, I would say, and are in the key 4 or 5 year plan.
What strikes me is the massiveness, the scale of the work that needs to be done here. You're talking about making interoperable these ginormous markets that are internally very diverse, lots of different payments methods, new payments methods being developed all the time. We have a fintech market running wild, coming up with all sorts of new innovations, which are great. But they make, let's say, international trade, payments acceptance more and more complicated and potentially faulty. How is Nexo going to grow itself? How is it going to onboard, recruit, work with the kinds of organizations it needs to so it can grow with this huge growing market? Tell us about how you get in touch with various working groups, with specialists, with regulators around the world, so you've actually got the resources, the manpower to do the work you do.
Yeah, basically, I have to say that today the working groups and all of these, let's say, technical experts came from our members. So they are the ones that are really putting resources and affecting resources in the working groups. So just to give an example, a big player in China, I'm not able to disclose the name, but you can imagine, have decided to join the organization very recently. And it is really a key player in all what is called the QR codes and mobile acceptance and all of this. And they have decided to join the organization because they feel that there is really a need for standardization. So this is one of the let's say examples that just arrived a few months ago, and this company is really taking the lead on providing information, sharing what they know, sharing the use cases in order to benefit. And we have, so it's based really on a collaborative approach. So as soon as a member has an interest, then it will be easy to have expertise and new members that will be really working together in order to go and to be in the same way of thinking. Standardization is something that is really needed at some point because it will avoid complexity, fragmentation, and all of that. So if the new members are convinced, and they are convinced where they join, then we have people that are really experts, really good experts working in this topic. So this is the way that we try to grow the association, is having new members and big players that has also the mindset to go in the standardization path.
I love that. I love the idea that there's still somewhere where we can all pull in the same direction. I suppose the fact that you are, in fact, a non-profit really enables that as well. People are allowed to put down their, you know, their private employee profit motive for a second, their shareholder desires for a moment, and just think, this is the bigger picture. Let's work with a company like yours to make sure that we can all carry on doing well and growing and being secure, and that there's a company at the middle of that facilitating that is just fantastic. And I've really enjoyed finding out more today. Leave our audience with, and specifically anybody working in the regulatory community out there, especially in some of the booming economies that are just really starting to perhaps come online for the first time, with more and more consumers having mobile payments and e-commerce. Companies who are enjoying regional growth, but may be concerned about what happens if and when they wish to go global. Talk to them about why they should be interacting with Nexo standards to make sure that they're prepping the next 3-4 years to grow in a safe and secure way.
So there are few organizations, even I would say there are maybe not so many, but Nexo Standard is one of them that is really willing to facilitate and harmonize the way of doing payments globally. And we have experts, very good experts. We have people that know really how to do the things. And the idea here is really to collaborate, and this regulation body should be part or at some point interested in Nexo. We can really offer to them presentation, discussion, we can visit them. We are really open to explain what we are doing because we are really convinced that this is the future. This is really important for when I talk and when we have meetings with big retailers or big companies that even in a country have a lot of shops and they have their own business to do. But then when they are having a system, local system from them, then expand and to go abroad and in another country, it's really difficult. It's really difficult. Using this kind of standards will facilitate, of course, this expansion. And again, I think it's very important to see that and to understand that it is something that you can really have something that is global, but then you can apply it locally and not the reverse, because on the other side, it's more difficult to do that.
That's right. That's right. Well, listen, Jacques, this has been a fascinating podcast. I begun this podcast by saying we've never spoke with anyone from a company like yours. We're mostly speaking to leaders of fintech and payments processors that are all keen on global domination. So to speak to somebody who works between the lines like you do and make sure that everyone can go on growing, I think is truly beneficial. So I guess I should leave by saying thank you for the work that you do. It seems incredibly important. Where can our audience find out more?
Sure. So as I mentioned earlier, we have a website, so full of information about us, where you can register and download the specifications, follow up our own activities, check even the full member list, which we have there in the website, etc. And of course, you can even directly contact us via the website and apply for a membership. So the description of the membership fees and all of that is there. So the website is www.nexo-standards.org. So www.nexostandards.org. And of course, if it's easier for you, just find us on Googling Nexo Standards and you will find us.
Brilliant. Okay. Jacques Susana, General Secretary to Nexo Standards. Thank you very much, Jack. It's been a great podcast. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much for you. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to explain a little bit more what is Nexo Standards.
Absolutely. Thanks again. Bye for now, Jack.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
The Payments and Cards Network podcast is brought to you by our friends and sponsors, Payvision. Payvision, when it comes to payments, they don't mess around. They live and breathe payments processing, from design and integration to delivery and checkout and everything in between. Check out payvision.com. We are also brought to you by Block Data. Block Data is an Amsterdam-based cryptocurrency research firm. They help investors get involved in the world of cryptocurrency safely and securely. Check out blockdata.tech for more information about them. Thanks for joining today's show. We'll see you again next time.